This is Mac OS Ken.
Apple TV Plus pulls the Savant. Allstate drops and tries to bend new iPhones. And the EU is targeting Apple again. It is Wednesday, the 24th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken. Brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Insta360's brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code MacOSKen. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more in that your support at patreon.com/MacOSKen. It looks like Apple TV Plus has done something newsworthy and not necessarily in a good way. Deadline says the Cupertino company has pulled the Jessica Chastain, ripped from the headlines thriller The Savant, off its schedule. Originally set to premiere day after tomorrow, Friday the 26th of September, a description had the series following an undercover investigator as she infiltrated online hate groups in an effort to stop domestic extremists before they act. In a statement to Deadline, Apple said, "After careful consideration, we have made the decision to postpone The Savant. We appreciate your understanding and look forward to releasing the series at a future date." "We appreciate your understanding" is apparently corporate speak for shut the hell up about it, and I don't mean hell. Quoting Deadline, the streamer would not elaborate on the reasons for the last-minute change, but the Savant subject matter is believed to be behind it, with the storyline about preventing extremist attacks and some of the imagery considered possibly triggering following the September 10th assassination of right-wing political activist Charlie Kirk. The series includes a sniper in action and the bombing of a government building, among other acts of violence. Anyway, that's what Deadline says. Over at Variety, someone who's seen the series says Apple's making a mistake not showing it. Quoting part of Variety TV critic Aramita Tanubu's reaction to the news, "Other than depicting white nationalists in a negative light, The Savant is a straightforward, non-controversial character study and a well-paced thriller about one woman trying to stop domestic terrorism." It seems, Tanubu says, that Apple TV Plus is cowering to a presidential administration that appears to be more concerned with its own dialogue and viewpoints. Certainly that is a possibility. It's also possible that Apple's worried that, having seen a guy murdered on a college campus a couple of weeks ago, such images might touch a nerve with people in the U.S. In the aftermath of the 2001 terrorist attacks on 9/11, it was unclear whether shows like Alias and 24 would ever premiere. But we knew why that time. It's hard to see how Apple TV Plus is deserving of anyone's understanding in this case because Apple TV Plus has not explained itself. You can't say people don't deserve a statement because Apple made a statement by pulling the show. Though what the statement means is unclear. Maybe they're being sensitive. Maybe they're kowtowing. Now does not seem like the best time to let people decide which for themselves. The slogan is, "You're in good hands with Allstate." So maybe they could stop dropping and bending iPhones. I'm kidding. They're doing it for science or commerce or something. Apple Insider had the insurance company testing iPhone 17 Pro and iPhone Air for damage from bending and dropping. Basically, it did great in the bend test and less so when dropped. Using robots, Allstate found iPhone 17 Pro functional but bent at 200 pounds of pressure. iPhone Air came close to that, bent but functional, at 190 pounds. Using another robot to drop phone 6 feet onto a sidewalk, landing as flatly as possible. Well, there's still glass, so they still break. According to Apple Insider, when dropped on the front, both models were still functional, but the Ceramic Shield 2 front glass shattered. Since the glass was too sharp to let the phones be used with bare hands, they would have to be serviced to remove and replace the glass entirely. Dropping them on the back glass, iPhone 17 Pro actually had to be dropped twice before cracks appeared, though there was cosmetic damage after the first drop. iPhone Air cracked on the back on the first drop. Aside from that, both phones still functioned. Bottom line, Allstate says iPhone durability continues to improve. For now, though, the company suggests a case for the communicator. This is kind of funny. A piece from the Financial Times says the European Union is set to scrutinize Google, Microsoft, and Apple over whether they're doing enough to police financial fraud online. EU tech chief Hennever Kunin indicates that regulators will look at fake search results in the search engines of Google and Microsoft's Bing. They'll also look at how Apple and Google are handling fake applications in their app stores, such as fake banking apps. Do you want to guess Apple's response? That was picked up in full by 9to5Mac, pointing out that Apple has expanded its anti-fraud initiatives to address threats and protect users. The Cupertino company counters, "The European Commission is undermining our efforts by forcing Apple to allow alternative app distribution and payments, despite warnings that this puts users at greater risk of fraud and scams. While the regulator focuses on issuing misguided and counterproductive threats of investigation and fines, we will continue to advocate for the safety and security of our users." Back in May, Apple indicated in the last 5 years, the App Store has prevented over $9 billion with a B dollars in fraudulent transactions, according to 9to5Mac. That is said to have included over $2 billion last year alone. While things heat up again between Apple and the EU, the company is seeing one of its services expand in Europe. Engadget says Tap to Pay on iPhone has gone live for 5 more countries. The piece says the contactless payment option is now available for businesses in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Monaco, and Norway. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Insta360, and their brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. We've talked about how tiny and lightweight Go Ultra is, roughly the size of an Oreo, weighing a tenth of a pound. It's not just size that lets it go anywhere, though. The built-in magnetic mounting system lets you stick it wherever you can stick a magnet, which means you can wear it, thanks to the included magnet pendant and the magnetic easy clip. That means incredible shooting anywhere. With its upgraded 1x1.28-inch sensor, Go Ultra delivers incredible shots day and night. That's on your bike, on your hike, or even on your swim. The standalone camera is waterproof down to 33 feet. And if you're worried about losing something this small, fear not. You can keep track of Go Ultra in Apple's Find My. If you're ready to go ultra, head to store.insta360.com to check it out. Then the first 30 people to buy using promo code MacOSKen get a free set of sticky tabs. They let you mount where magnets won't do the job. The first 30 people get a free set with your Go Ultra purchase at store.insta360.com using promo code MacOSKen. Show the world what you see the way you see it. Get the Insta360 Go Ultra at store.insta360.com and use promo code MacOSKen. Apple's burying money in the woods. Apple's investing money in the woods. 9to5Mac highlights a press release that has the California company investing in the restoration and sustainable management of a working California redwood forest. The investment, part of Apple's Restore Fund, will go specifically toward the restoration and sustainable management of the Gualala River Forest in Mendocino County. 9to5 Mac says the Restore Fund is designed to scale global investment in nature-based carbon removal. According to Apple's press release, the Gualala River Forest is part of a large stretch of coastal redwood forest land that serves as home to hundreds of wildlife species and as the economic lifeblood for many communities across California's northern coast. Through the partnership, the Conservation Fund will continue sustainably managing the forest, and Apple will receive the carbon credits generated by the forest growth over time. For more of a polished wood aesthetic, news of doors reopening on an iconic Apple retail location. Apple Insider says the Cupertino company has announced the date for the opening of Apple Ginza back at its original location after 3 years down the road. The store has an interesting history, according to the report. Not only was it the first Apple store to open in Japan, Apple Insider says it was also the first to open outside the U.S. Apple Ginza reopens this Friday, the 26th of September. The Apple Invites app has seen some minor tweaks. 9to5 Mac says version 1.5 of the application automatically syncs invitations with the user's calendar and adds shared albums for video playback right in the app. All of that gets pressed under a liquid glass. Both the app and the app icon get Apple's new design language treatment, according to Apple's release notes. The Apple Invites app is free. The updated version is available now in the App Store. And finally, today a show that Apple TV Plus is releasing on schedule. The fifth season of Slow Horses has begun its run. This is the one where the insufferable Roddy Ho gets a girlfriend, which by itself makes everybody suspicious. But when more weird stuff starts to happen, it's up to the workers at Slough House to figure out how it is all connected. Anyway, that's what I remember from the description. I know this is going to bother some of you, but I will not be watching this one for several weeks. So far, anyway, we've saved each 6-episode season to binge over a given weekend. So don't tell me what happens. I want to be surprised. If you're not one to wait to binge, have at it. Episode 1 of Season 5 of Slow Horses is available to stream now on Apple TV+. macOS Ken, brought to you by me, and sponsored by Insta360's Go Ultra. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOSKen. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media. Online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOSKen. I'm Ken Ray.
It's still sunny!